brought to you by Penguin.
BFF, The Truth About Female Friendship, written and read by Claire Cohen. For My Friends. Prologue. Most days on the train to work, I sit beside the same group of women. They are in their 30s and 40s, stylishly dressed, and clearly confident in whatever it is they do. But that's not what fascinates me about them. It's their laughter and easy camaraderie that has me removing one earphone and straining to listen to their conversation. I've overheard them talking about work, offering advice that is sometimes brutally honest. When one woman had a broken phone, she was visibly touched when another offered her a spare. "Take it, I don't need it." Sometimes they just talk rubbish for half an hour. These women jokingly call themselves the Mum Commute Club. Told you I was eavesdropping. Because their children go to the same school. But their bond clearly runs deeper than shared homework timetables. There's something about soaking up a little of their friendship each morning that puts me on the right track. And if I'm being honest, intrigues me. Why? Because for years I struggled to connect with other girls and women, and I know how hard it is, at school, university, and well into adulthood. I was never one of those people who seemed to be able to slide seamlessly into a squad or find that perfect BFF. Perhaps you feel the same way. So many of us do. And yet we tend not to vocalise it. We come through any tricky friendship experiences or look back at our younger selves when we might have struggled to make friends, shrug and think, "Phew, that was tough." We can spend years silently consumed with self-doubt or licking our wounds. But does it have to be that way? Are we really destined to go through life not paying as much attention to our friendships as we do our romantic relationships? Or could we be having a different conversation? It took me until my 30s to feel truly secure in my friendships, my female ones in particular. I firmly believe that if I'd had a book like this when I was younger, it would have fallen into place sooner. That I'd have been happier, more trusting, and better able to deal with any bumps in the road. And we do need help. According to the Onward think tank in July 2021, a fifth of adults under 35 say they have only one or no close friends, three times higher than a decade ago. We are in the grip of an epidemic of loneliness, as they put it. According to the Office for National Statistics, 4.2 million British adults describe themselves as always or often lonely, compared to 2.6 million before the pandemic. Overall, including those who said they were sometimes lonely, one in four adults in the UK said they were experiencing loneliness, and women more than men. The campaign to end loneliness takes it even further, estimating that almost half, 45%, of adults in England feel occasionally, sometimes, or often lonely. And while social isolation is something that can disproportionately impact the unemployed, poor, and migrant populations, none of us is immune. It can strike anyone of any age. Indeed, a 2020 Children's Society report found that British youngsters aged 10 to 15 are the unhappiest they have been for decades, with a lack of strong friendships specifically blamed. Which makes the fact that Friends is one of the most streamed series among Generation Z, who weren't even born when it started in 1994, not so much interesting as sad. A new lonelier-than-ever generation is searching for aspirational depictions of friendship it can feel good about, because it's struggling to make and maintain its own. When it comes to female friendships, which, as we will learn, are naturally more intense and intimate, that process can be even more fraught. Of course, a certain amount of friendship trial and error is all part of growing up. But I'm convinced that it doesn't have to be so hard. That's why it's more important than ever that we start being honest about what's going on behind closed doors. This is a moment to take stock, to think about who our friends really are. Because when we get it right, there is nothing so nourishing as female friendship. And there are things we can do right now to change how we see them, how we define them, and how we celebrate them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?